I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Exciting week, exciting times for Detroit sports. We just mentioned the NFL Combine, which really kicks off, ramps up intensity of draft discussion. And as you mentioned, the rumors and all that. Meantime, you got the Red Wings back in action. I find it fascinating that when they return to play against a team that they have had a bit of a rivalry for quite some time, and that is the Ottawa Senators have a similar record to Detroit, and that means also that we will be taking the ice against Brady Tkachuk on Thursday. Yes, Red Wings back in action Thursday against the Senators and Brady Tkachuk, and I don't know if it's a rejuvenated Red Wing fan base, but I would say that the hockey crowd is rather amped up. We opened the show talking about how special it was to win that gold medal and what a great sell job for the NHL that USA Hockey victory was for the NHL in this country. And as a sport that is somewhat niche in the United States, not here as much. In fact, there's a lot of great pride in what some of these Michigan kids did on the men's and the women's front. You know, where our fingerprints are all over that gold medal.
Well, they're not kids anymore.
You know what I mean? Because these are Michigan kids that grew up in our state. Whether they were born here or not, there's a lot of claims. Jack Hughes was the one Hughes brother that didn't play at Michigan, but he went to Plymouth Canton High School and went to Plymouth High School as part of that tri-campus thing and played for the USA National Development Team. And maybe almost scripted-like, and I don't know that you could have a better sell job for the sport of hockey than have the guy who had his teeth, his chiclets, literally spitting chiclets, took a stick to the mouth, score the game winner. So all of the post-game photographs and video of Jack Hughes, you could see the teeth cut in half, blood in his mouth, as it totally, perfectly captured the barbaric beauty of hockey. And for most of us, having two teeth knocked out, a third one that looked like it's jammed back in his mouth, I think that would make it a very bad day for us. And we become our consuming, hey, it's time to step away from work and go to get some immediate dental work.
David Chow, the doctor who worked with the San Diego Chargers for years, mm-hmm. and he's on Twitter, and we talk about him a lot because he offers up a lot of opinions about injuries.
Yep.
He said, not enough attention to how painful a cracked tooth is. Mm-hmm. Teeth are alive and have nerves. Amazing Jack Hughes shrugged off that for the golden goal. He shrugged it off, went to the bench. I would assume that they have a dentist there, and the dentist probably numbed him up because the pain's insane. But I don't know if he missed a shift. You know, came back out and then ends up getting a high stick penalty himself. Mm-hmm. Put the Americans shorthanded. They were able to kill the penalty. They get to overtime, and then he scores the goal in overtime, and just the most poetic finish to that game. It was. I mean, just amazing what the still photos that they have of this guy smiling, this grin with cracked teeth, and that looks like on the top and the bottom with cracked teeth, blood in his mouth, blood on his jersey, draped in an American flag, and it's a smile on his face. It's incredible. It's like if you look at old pictures of Bobby Clark with the Philadelphia Flyers and when they win the Stanley Cup, and he's got this like toothless grin because he's so happy they won. All the pain goes away when you win like that. You know, but I imagine it was a rough night for Jack Hughes. Okay, yeah, he's going to be celebrating in the locker room without a doubt. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's a feel no pain type of thing that goes on from there. But like today, That's going to be rough. It's kind of like the day after you have the your wisdom teeth yanked, and you feel fine because you still have the medicine, the medication over there. You can sleep it off, and then wake up the next day and you're like, what happened to my mouth?
Yep.
My teeth hurt just looking at him.
And it could have been anybody that scored the game-winning goal. It could have been Austin Matthews. It could have been Matt Boldy. But no, it
had to be.
It's the kid with half of his mouth. His teeth are gone and there's blood everywhere. This is the perfect picture for hockey. And that happened.
And it happens all the time in hockey.
And it happens all the time.
2002, when the Red Wings won the Stanley Cup, and you hear the stories afterwards about guys going with horrific injuries, and Nick Lidstrom with his, you know, groin area injuries that he was dealing with. Steve Duchesne had like six teeth knocked out in the finals against Carolina that year. And yet, I think he missed a shift and kept playing because that's what hockey players do. Yep. It's awesome.
Yep. And that happened. And what a way to introduce this sport to people who aren't used to it. But here we are in Detroit. And yeah, Connor Hallebuck is a Commerce Township kid. And the Hughes brothers, one of them played at Michigan, but they went to high school around here. And you got Zach Werenski, he's a Detroit area kid, also played at Michigan. You got Megan Keller, scores the winner for the women, who played throughout, growing up playing for Honey Baked. And you know,
Dylan Larkin,
of course. Well, that's what I was getting to with Dylan Larkin. Here's the thing about Dylan Larkin. Dylan Larkin, with our Team USA and the Four Nations and now this, has emerged as the kind of player that, to me, exemplifies being a team player. Doing all the little things. He's taken faceoffs in 5-on-3s. And one of the most important parts of that game, winning the faceoff gives you possession for people who don't understand, and you can dump the puck down the ice and kill off 20 seconds. It's a big draw. If you lose that faceoff, and I get it, everybody knows this, but not everybody, but if you lose that faceoff, Canada has possession of the puck in your zone with a 5-on-3, already set up and ready to go. It's a huge draw. And Team USA sends Dylan Larkin out there to take that faceoff, and he wins it. That's a big deal. He is, to me, the Captain America. And all those reports that came out over the last couple of weeks saying, yeah, the Tkachuks get all the attention, but the people in that locker room are looking up to Dylan Larkin. He is emerging as a leader of this team.
Without question, he is. And I think that based off the performance in the last two international tournaments with the Four Nations Cup last year and then the Olympics this year, I think Red Wing fans are starting to appreciate him more. Mm-hmm. I think Red Wing fans appreciate it when he spoke out about not adding at the trade deadline last year, and that there was, you know, maybe a little come to Jesus meeting with the general manager and trying to get on the same page there. And they go into this offseason, make some additions, and now the team's playing the way that they are. Dylan Larkin's going to come back and play on Thursday night against Ottawa at LCA. And he's coming back.
I thought it was at Ottawa. Am I wrong?
I think it's here. Let me double check that.
My apologies, then.
I've made this mistake before. no, it looks like it's at LCA on Thursday.
Where were the Olympics, Gator?
They were in Italy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so they're at Ottawa. Or they're at Detroit.
They're at Detroit on Thursday. So when he comes back, it's going to be a hero's welcome. The crowd is going to be sick. What?
ESPN says they're at Ottawa.
Why am I looking at this? Why do I mess this up every time? Why is it not the bottom team as the home team?
What are you looking at?
Yeah. I'm looking at I have on my ESPN page, it lets me know where the...
Does Ottawa love Dylan Larkin that much?
Or they now, I swear to you, it just switched and put Detroit on top of Ottawa. My bad.
It just switched, Kang.
Yeah. It just switched.
Right now, it's just you.
It wasn't him. It was ESPN.
So you know who's not going to get a hero's welcome? Dylan Larkin.
Yeah, Ottawa loves Dylan Larkin.
And Brady Tkachuk.
Oh, that's funny.
Not going to be so happy with Brady Tkachuk in Ottawa. I got a problem with reading. Reading and math.
It's okay. Anyway.
Not okay. I don't like that.
No, but look. So we're fired up. I'm excited. To be clear, last year I was excited coming out of the Four Nations, and I thought Dylan Larkin was going to be the leader of a team that excelled down the stretch and carried momentum into the playoffs, and they were under 500 by like 4 or 5 games. And so, you know, there's not necessarily a carryover. In fact, who knows? Maybe it takes a lot out of you. I am cautiously optimistic that a confident and gold medal now wearing Red Wing captain comes back and – some of that spirit has a bleed over effect to our Red Wings. Probably, well, it's probably wishful thinking, but I'm bunkering down with that hope anyway.
Well, this team has leadership without question. Not only is Dylan Larkin the leader of this team and the captain of this team, Lucas Raymond is a leader. He was the best player for Team Sweden, one of the best players in the tournament. I think he had 9 points in 5 games. Mo Sider is without question. He's a leader. He's one of the leaders of that team in the Germany put out there, and he just commands respect out on the ice the way he plays the game on defense. They've got plenty of that, and they've got veterans on this team that know how to lead as well. I really, really like the makeup of this Detroit Red Wing team, and I'm excited about the additions they're going to make when they make them, and I'm making this as if it's already happened, and of course it hasn't, but I feel like it has to happen, that they will make additions to this team before the trade deadline. It just makes all the sense in the world. You add to this team. This team is really good right now. They're in a position where they have some prospects they can afford to give up if they see the move that makes sense.
And if you're holding tickets to that game, a reminder, right, it is in Ottawa. Just this from John Jansen. Assuming that was Jack's original tooth may be an error.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
The thought, and John, you might be right. It might not be. Those might not be Jack's original teeth. But there was still blood. It was real blood. And it was a great picture. All of the pictures of him. In fact, when he spoke and he kind of had problems with his S's and T's because his teeth were all jacked up.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. He looks like a kid, but what he was saying came from inside his chest. And I thought he was awesome.
He was great.
And you know who else was great? Since we're taking credit for everything here in Michigan, as we should, lean into whatever ties there are. Mike Tirico was fantastic.
Oh, he was. He always is.
His sign-off, if Connor Hellebuck has a mantle and a fireplace, put this picture above it. And it was the picture from the camera up top making the save with his stick behind him. Yeah, it was unbelievable. And then what he had to say about what sports can do for our country. There's a reason why he's the best in the business. And he flew like directly from the Super Bowl. He was in Italy, then flew to the Super Bowl, then flew back. That's right. I mean, that is somebody that is incredibly talented.
Yeah, he is. He loves his job. Because he does everything.
Yep.
And he's great at it.
That man needs a nap. It's Carson Anderson.
He deserves it.
97.1. So Gator.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.